to pick up such an award, you know, as Team of the Year, is absolutely amazing. I mean, we've had an amazing year, full stop. You know, winning the World Cup has been really special, but to be recognised up against some other very good nominees, you know, the Mercedes, you know, European Ryder Cup, and Great Britain and Ireland, you know, athletics team, to be recognised by that is so special and a great way to end our year.
So winning the World Cup was a huge thing for women's rugby. What does it mean for women's sport in particular?
Yeah, I mean, winning the World Cup has made a big difference in terms of women's sport generally, because I think, you know, in terms of rugby, we've seen more young girls, women get into the sport or get back into sport if they were in it beforehand. And women's sport, full stop, is on a massive rise, I think, since 2012. And seeing the fantastic performances at the Olympics has been brilliant. And now we're seeing more women do really well, i.e. the women's football. We had, you know, up to 50,000 people come and watch them perform. Obviously, women's cricket is on a massive uprise. And same with netball as well. And hockey is. I think what we've seen right now is that the rise of women's sport is really big, and we're seeing more girls, more women want to get involved in sport. And now sport has been seen as a really attractive thing to do because we have so many good role models out there.
One of the things that has really encouraged young women to get involved is the fact that now rugby are offering central contracts. Women are actually getting paid. What difference does that make to the females who are taking part right now?
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. You know, when I got involved in the sport, there were no contracts. You did it, you know, obviously because you love it, but you know, you need those, that's a big commitment. And for 20 of the girls at the moment, you know, it's their full-time job, which is brilliant because we've worked really hard to try and achieve that. And I think now young girls can look at it and go, I can go to Rio, I can go to, you know, the next Olympics and ones after that, but I can also do the sport as a full-time job, as a career, which I guess a lot of the girls getting into sport previously never had that as an option. And I think now we're going to start to see hopefully more girls want to get into the sport because of that.
And for yourself, Maggie, you've actually retired from international rugby. Last night, was it something that made you think, ah, oh, let me put my boots back on and get back out there with the girls?
Oh, incredibly tempted, I tell you. The grand hedge of 30 years old retiring. You know, the girls are so fortunate now. They're going to go on, they're going to push on, and they're going to, you know, next big thing for them is Six Nations. And then obviously other, you know, the Sevens is going to be quite a priority going into Rio. So there's so many exciting opportunities for the girls now. And winning Team of the Year is brilliant, but I know the girls, I know the management staff aren't going to want to just rest on the laurels and going to want to obviously achieve more in the next few years. For me, I know that my time is up in terms of international rugby. I still play club rugby for Saracens, but I'm going to concentrate on now going over to the dark side, I guess, of athletics, and hopefully doing a shot put / discus going in towards, who knows, Rio or the one after that, really. For me, I'm just going to concentrate on a new challenge and start 2015 on a different focus.